Aqua.
And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup. You didn't catch the first hour, as we said. Pete Gray not joining us today, doing a little field research out in the field, hopefully having a great time. And we look forward to having him back in the studio next week. And man, do we have a great show going on today. Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute is in here. We're talking all kinds of fishing, talking fishing that's still happening right now. This is normally November. You go back a few years ago, this is when we talk about what a great season we hopefully had and getting ready for cod, and maybe Colinette will bite with rockfish this year. And we're talking about epic fishing on tuna and yellowtail on the Tribute going on right now. And, man, for the guys that didn't catch the first hour, Mike, give us another rundown. Boys had just an awesome trip on the last trip.
Yeah, the boat came in this morning. Like I said, Jake started on the Tanner yesterday, picked up a handful of bluefin, lost a handful. And just the fact that we're starting to see that back out there again is pretty exciting.
So cool.
Hopefully it kind of follows suit with what happened last year, and you start seeing more of that bluefin move in. Had that decent yellowtail fishing, moved over to the Cortez Bank where the Pacific Queen was. They had great fishing as well. I called them, and Jake's done such a great job running the boat here the last year, enabling me to do stuff like getting back from Mammoth, which I did last night. But I called him at one point yesterday to see what's going on, and he says, "I got to go," and hung up on me. Well, that's a good sign.
That's a great sign.
I'm okay with that. He called me back. He goes, "Man," he goes, I don't know what we have. 160 mixed fish, yellowtail, yellowfin, mixed grade. Some of that yellowtail is up into the 20-pound range. Some of the yellowfin's up into the 20-pound range. But coming back in with 196 yellowtail, a little over 40 yellowfin, some bluefin, bonito skipjack to go with it. I mean, just phenomenal fishing. And I'm thinking it's going to be like a broken record. You know, you're going to start doing this. We had a lot of guys, you know, either on our Facebook page or email or calling last year saying, "You know what, I really wanted to go on that trip, but I thought they were going to stop biting." Well,
that happened.
There's nothing better than having your buddy come in and just rubbing it in, going, "Man, look at what I got." You know, winter bluefin, yellowfin, just phenomenal fishing. And we have a trip online for Friday night. The weather looks like it's supposed to come down here in the next couple of days and be nice throughout the week. So far, there's nobody on it. I'm sure it's going to fill up with this phenomenal fishing we had, the great fishing the other boats had out there yesterday. Now's the time to really book and try to get on one of these boats, because it's going to keep happening. We're going to keep going out there. Even if the water cools down, a little bit more of that yellowtail, and like I said, the yellowtail rockfish link cod is something to fall back on. But the water got down into the low 60s last year, and that tuna kept biting. So I don't see it going anywhere.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome, man. Such good fishing going on, and we're pumped to talk about it. And again, we're pumped to have you. If you want to join us in the second hour, Let's Talk Hookup, man. We'd love to hear from you. It has been a very busy morning, but if you want to get through, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or toll-free. Our toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be talking fishing on board the Tribute, Mike's nice enough, he's giving us a free pass. One lucky caller at the end of the show is going fishing aboard the Tribute on an upcoming day and a half trip. Great opportunity to go fishing on a fantastic boat. And with that said, phones are packed up. We got our good buddy Scott Sherman's on the line this morning. What's up, Sherm?
Hey, buddy. Good seeing you yesterday.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun, Scott. Thank you.
Hey, telling you, listening to you guys talking about the Tribute, I didn't realize that used to be the holiday. This is kind of bringing some memories back. I got the chance to work that boat for a couple of weeks back in like 79 or 80, right around in there somewhere. Can't remember exactly. Great albacore a couple of weeks on that boat. It was just an awesome boat to be on it, you know. It rides so nice. It's easy to gas fish. It's a perfect boat.
I love when people come on the boat and they've ridden a couple of trips and they go, "Man, this really seems so familiar to me." And I said, "Well, it was a holiday." And they're like, "That's it. That's cool. That's, you know," especially without that mast on there. But a lot of, you know, guys walk on the boat and they're like, "This seems so familiar."
That's pretty cool.
Well, the mask was so distinctive before, you know.
Yes, like we were talking about earlier, it was a dead giveaway at 5 miles.
Yeah, yeah. And then a question for you, Rick. I had to leave yesterday to take care of city business before everything opened up at Day of the Docks, and I was hoping to pick up one of those Torium 20s. Am I going to be able to get the same deal if I come down to you?
I wish so, buddy. That was a one-time special there, but we've got plenty of them in stock, and we can always take good care of you. But, yeah, Tackle Days was a major big event for us. So we'll always take good care of you when you come down, Sherm. But, yeah, Tackle Day Deals was a one-time only and a whole lot of fun, man.
I was bummed I had to leave early.
You come down. We'll take good care of you, Scott.
All right, buddy. Thanks. I appreciate everything.
All right. We appreciate you coming down and appreciate the phone call very much. Mike Lum. Mike Lum's on the line. Mike, you've done some fishing aboard the Tribute.
Good morning, guys. It's one of my favorite boats. And I think my eyes lit up a little when Mike mentioned the possibility of that crow's nest coming back. That would just make my... That's just my memory of that boat is always that crow's nest. So good job. I'm glad you guys are fixing it and making it what it is. It's beautiful. The reason for the call was really twofold. One was I wanted to give Mike a special thank you for all the help and support that he continues to give Friends of Rollo by making his boat available for the Tuna Wars trips the last 2 years. And that's on track again for next June. We'll put the details together on that, and that'll be out very soon. But it's very generous to take a boat that's in that much demand and make it available for a fundraiser to help take kids fishing. And we really appreciate it, and I wanted to make sure that you knew that.
No, thank you.
And also, Rick, yesterday's event was absolutely one of the best Tackle Day events I've ever been at. The level of excitement and the attitude of the people that were there and how generous they were in helping Friends of Rollo with the Pick a Box promotion. We almost doubled what we had done the year before.
Wow, that's
awesome. And, you know, people were so, so supportive, and I think they all realize that money goes to help take kids on their first fishing trip. And, you know, we celebrated last December, our 100,000th kid that benefited from the Friends of Rollo program. And we probably took more kids fishing this year than we have in the last three. And that's all because of the support, financial support. We're limited only by the amount of money we raise. And the Tuna Wars thing really was a nice shot in the arm. And then events like the one yesterday where you guys were generous enough to have us there. It all helps. We do as many events as we can when we have time and the opportunity to raise that money. And I just want to tell both of you, thank you. You play a big role in that.
That's awesome, Mike. Well, I know I speak for Mike across the table saying the same thing, man. It's our pleasure for sure.
Oh, yeah, it is. Now, what a great charity, a great event, and being able to fish with the guys from Wicked Tuna is pretty neat.
Cool.
We are definitely in on it this year. You know, I've already talked about it. If we get another boat and do the same kind of thing, Captain Hensley ran the trip this year, and they did come out on top as far as the little tournament side of it goes. But it's just really a fun event, and more than anything, man, that's our future. Trying to get a kid away from the PlayStation, get him out on a boat is my goal in more ways than one.
No doubt.
I need to get him on the ocean.
Well, I appreciate that. I think we're all pulling for the same cause on that, and we are gonna definitely work at adding a third boat for this year. The demand seems to be there, and just talked to a handful of people yesterday at Tackle Day, and it was like, oh yeah, I'm coming. So I think we're already about halfway there, and we haven't even announced dates yet. So I think this is going to be really good, and if we can add a third boat, it would just be that much more fun and that much more successful.
That's awesome. Well, great job, and certainly I got to say the same thing. I mean, you mentioned all the people that help, but, you know, got to really throw a huge thank you out to yourself and Tim Baker. I know you guys do so much work, receive so little back from it, and, I mean, you first one in the parking lot getting things set up and the last one to leave, and you guys put so much effort into it, and on behalf of everybody else to watch it happen, man, we want to thank you too, Mike. You're doing an awesome job, and it's been a lot of fun getting to participate in what I think is just the best cause for your money you could go.
Well, it's nice to see the industry rally around it and see it growing and moving forward. After all these years, it's almost like it's got a new group of people, a new generation helping make it work, and that's really rewarding. And I'll let you guys go, Rick. That is an awesome boat. that you got. I was so happy to see you up in that boat yesterday, and I looked over. You were located right there. The Parker boat was right there by the Rollo display, so I got to look at it all day long, and I just kept thinking about how that boat doesn't have any idea how much carnage is going to be on those decks in the years to come.
It's in for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So have a great time with that, and thanks you both very much.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, we're jumping right back into the phones. They are packed up solid. This time we are going to talk to Dan, calling us from San Diego. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to ask, I think you already answered the question, but when is the next time there's going to be a big sale like Tackle Day?
You know, the next big event, I think, for everybody is going to be Fred Hall.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I think, obviously, if, one of the great retailers that we work with here on Let's Talk Hookup, we hear of any special event, we always try to promote it, anglers clubs, things like that, we always try to spread the word. But as far as I know, certainly the next big one for us at Fisherman's Landing, and, you know, as far as I know on the schedule, Dan, that'll be the next big one that we can look forward to is Fred Hall time, which, as crazy as it sounds, is not that far away. You know, when these seasons like this go so late, you know, we forget that the fall and winter months kind of start ticking by. You know, we forget when we have this good fishing. But as far as I know, Dan, that's going to be the next big one.
Do you have the dates on that?
Not yet, but we can certainly get them for you. I'll jump on the website here on our next break and make sure to give you the dates before the show ends.
Awesome.
All right,
thanks,
Dan.
So much.
Appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Jumping right back into them, Jeff in Vista. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Yeah, I was actually supposed to go on that charter last week with the skipper, and this morning I'm out in the garage looking at my gear, saying, do I put it away? And then he says, no, we might be going Wednesday. So just seeing if we're getting a reading on that, skipper, and I'll let you finish up.
I talked to Tom yesterday. That's kind of up to you guys. I know we were supposed to do last Monday, and then we tried to reschedule it, and the weather tomorrow and Tuesday, or today and tomorrow, I think, is supposed to be pretty gnarly. It's supposed to blow pretty good. Last time I talked to Tom, it was if you guys can swing Wednesday, that's kind of up to you. So being that it's a charter, it's kind of up to the charter master as far as availability and the rest of you guys being able to move your date. But weather-wise, tonight would have been horrible. So that's why we backed out on that. And I'd love to try to get you guys out. That's availability of you and your group up until this weekend. Friday night, we do have another trip.
Well, I think very cool of you guys, too, just being willing to do that for this charter group. I mean, obviously, you certainly could have taken somebody out in horrible weather and just rolled around and probably had a very difficult time and take somebody's money, but that's not your style.
No, that's definitely not our MO. When I talked to him last weekend, I don't know if I've ever met Tom. I've talked to him on the phone a lot here lately, but trying to work it out, and that's exactly what I said. I said, you know, we can go out. I said, honestly, it'd be a waste of our time and your money. There's no reason to do it. I even talked him into doing a really discounted day and a half trip just so we can go out and fish that Cortez Bank. And if nothing else, just there's some fish local, but that fishing out there has been so good. I said, look, you know, we'll just add another $1,000 to your charter price and be able to go out there. And he goes, well, you'd really do that? And I said, I just want you guys to come out and have
fish.
A good trip.
Yeah. Well, I like it. I like you say, there's no reason to, you know, you guys are going to do it right. You're going to make the best call for them. And certainly that charter could have happened if that's what you wanted to do. But, you know, you're not taking the boat on a day, but you're going to make sure that they have an awesome experience.
Oh, yeah, we could have gone out and beaten everybody up for a day and made a little bit of money on it. But that's not
your style. Jeff, appreciate the phone call, man. I hope you guys make it out and have a great trip. Thanks a lot for that. Harry in La Jolla, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Harry.
Hi there. Three of your previous callers kind of preempted me on some of the things I wanted to say. Rick Jensen and Mike talked about the quality of the Tackle Day events, and that was just spectacular. The seminars were really, really, really good. But what I really wanted to say, although I do have a second thing to say, Rick, I really appreciate what you did yesterday. I know I watched you run around for the sale itself, but what you did for Friends of Rollo, I'm surprised you can even talk today after calling out all those numbers.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Now, Sherm mentioned something that kind of brought back a memory for me. In 1979, I did go out on the holiday, and that's when we were catching albacore left and right. So I'm looking forward to going out on the the boat again now that it's been renamed. And if there's any possibility I can go out on that charter this weekend, if they need an extra person, I'm going to call in and see if they can put me on that.
Okay. I would imagine there's a way to leave a number. And once we finalize the day with that charter group, I'm sure we can let you know.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Well, Harry, we appreciate you coming out and appreciate you supporting Friends of Rollo, and I'm really glad to hear you had a good time. We work real hard at putting the event on, and nothing that I like more hearing than you had a great time. So glad you came down and supported the Friends of Rollo, Harry.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate the phone call very much. How about we jump back into the phones? We got the man, our saltwater guy, always taking good care of us with that great fishing information from fishdope.com, and that's your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, on the line right now. What's up, Dave?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Man, this thing is just, is it ever gonna stop?
That's what I was just going to say. It's still rolling along here, Ricky. It is unbelievable.
So cool.
Still.
So cool.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. You know, there's still marlin to catch at Catalina on the backside there between the Farnsworth and the East End. There's been lots of marlin up there. They're just kind of settling in, getting ready to start biting. I know there's been a handful of fish. There was another wahoo caught on the East End yesterday right off of Seal Rocks. And the day before that, a guy speared one off of Seal Rocks. So there's still wahoo at Catalina. It's pretty unbelievable. It's November. I was at San Clemente Island yesterday. San Clemente Island looks like it used to look back in the, when I first started running boats in the early 80s over there. The water's super clean. There's little yellows all over the place on all the spots. The bass fishing's phenomenal. There's big bonita all over the place. It's really cool. Then I was told last night by a couple of my skip buddies that there's a really good school of Dorado down there off the Coronados on the 425. I know that's top secret information. We're not supposed to talk about it, but I'm going to let them out of, because, like Mike was just saying, we have a huge wind event happening the next 2 days. So I'm giving out some information that I just heard about, but let's see if it stays through this wind event. It's going to be gnarly, like Mike was saying, the next 2 days. So be careful, guys. I would think it's time to do a little boat work to your boat Monday and Tuesday and get ready. Wednesday, the weather's going to lay back down, but yeah, there's some Dorado to have. You guys are going out fishing today. The weather's supposed to be beautiful all day today. So get out there, go look around. There really isn't anywhere not to go. Everywhere's kind of biting. There's good rockfish fishing because we left those rockfish alone all summer long, which we haven't had an opportunity to do for a long time. So the rockfish are stacked up on all the rocks. Calico bass fishing is very, very good all over the place. All I can say, Rick, is that it does keep rolling along, and you just got to get out there and go fishing.
November 8th, in your exact words, where there's nowhere not to go right now. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's pretty spectacular, you know. I mean, we had a couple of wind events this week, and the water's still 67 to 68 all over the place.
You know, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, and when the summertime is rolling along and it's August and everybody you have with a boat and a fishing rod is going out there, it's easy to collect information from your network of buddies. But when the season starts to roll on, we still have good fishing, but we have less people to gather the information from. That's when a fishdope.com really pays dividends, because if you've got a subscription to Fishdope, you have a network of buddies that are fishing. You have Dave out there fishing. You have all the guys that are reporting all that great information. And for just such a small amount of money, you can have all that great info, find out what's biting, keep track on the weather, know when to go, where the water's at, all the great stuff. And if you punch in the code HOOKUPNOW, you can save $20 on a brand new subscription to fishdope.com. And Dave, if somebody wants to go fishing on your big boat, have you come fishing with them? There's still opportunities to get in on this great season as we're still rolling along?
Absolutely, guys. I'm still going with you on your boat. Yesterday I was with some guys on their 35 Cabo. Also, we still have the 65 hat that we're chartering. But, guys, if you want to go, just give me a call at 949-374-0786. I want to apologize for all the people that I wasn't able to go with this year. It was a crazy year. I got a million phone calls. I probably got 60 people that I didn't call back, and I apologize for that. Call me now. It's time to go now. It's slowing down a little bit. I got some light at the end of the tunnel. I can take you out on your boat, still teach you how to use all your stuff. So give me a call.
Awesome, Dave. Great job. Great report. Glad to hear the fishing's still rolling along, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot for that. Again, that's going to wrap up our catch report there. FishDope.com report, sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Hey, it's long-range season, and it's time to pre-book your processing orders with Fisherman's Processing before your trip. That way, you're first in line when your trip returns. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, go to Fisherman'sProcessing.com. Let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Tom, calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, Rick. How you doing?
Great, Tom. Good morning.
Good. I do have a question for your guest captain there about what to do when it's a little sketchy out there and you want to try to get encourage the bite. But first of all, it was a great day yesterday. You put in yeoman duty, and Jim and Tommy in the booth, and who were those four girls? Well, Brittany, but who were those other three? They were selling tickets like I can't believe.
That's an all-star team of ticket sellers. Our good friend Rhonda, who used to work for the Shogun office, and her sister there. That was a fun batch of raffle ticket sellers. They did a great job.
Oh, they just kept coming back and back. I couldn't believe it. They were incredible.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
And it was a great group of people, good spirit. You stayed to the end, too. And anyhow, it was a fun group. Good to see Rick and his wife and Annette come down. And it was a great group. And, I was happy to win a poll, Rod, even though some people thought, my golly, can somebody from Friends of Rollo, are they eligible?
Absolutely, man. You put your money in, you take your chance.
The question I had for the captain was, what do you do if you're driving over, you see all kinds of bluefin or whatever metered, and they're not biting? What tricks of the trade might you try?
Man, especially with bluefin, sometimes sometimes there is no answer for that. It's like I oddly enough put bluefin and sea bass into the same kind of category.
When they want to reward you, they will, and when they don't, it can be the most frustrating fish under the boat.
If you're fishing a private boat, I mean, slow trolling bait sometimes is it's key. Fluorocarbon definitely comes into play in a lot of those cases, but some of those big spots of bluefin that we saw earlier this year, we slid on spot after spot, and sometimes you'd see them come up and shine, that swim right under the boat. You actually probably had a better chance of hitting one with a rock than you did of catching it. They get into a mode where they don't feed, or if they are feeding, they're feeding on little teeny, what we call no-see-ums, little bait that you'd never have a chance of putting on a number 12 hook. But private boat wise, I would say slow trolling a bait would probably be a really good way to go. You can get up in a lot of cases if you can see which way a spotted fish is going, if it's up breezing on the surface. Get up ahead of them, drop a bait way back, and kind of like you'd be slow trolling for a marlin or a swordfish or something, kind of get to a point where your boat's not going to be right in front of it, but the bait is when they come around. That would be probably my best recommendation. And in a lot of cases this year, they bit the jig really good. Just
flat
random.
Fall.
Yeah, the flat fall, the Colt Sniper. There were several jigs that really stood out. And you'd be dropping through probably hundreds of fish, and then you just get the one that decides that it's time to eat.
Actually, one couldn't stand it long enough and open its mouth, and the lure happens to fall into it.
Yeah. There was some trips. I mean, I was trying to snag them with a jig. You're looking at such a mass amount of fish, and you're wondering why. Why can't I get one?
Yeah, crazy. Tom, I appreciate you putting in all the time volunteering for the Friends of Rollo booths and selling tickets yesterday, too. Couldn't have done it without you as well. So great time, and I hope the bluefin cooperate for you next time. Appreciate the phone call. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy. We got more phone calls coming your way. Lots of great information. More of your phone calls coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Come join fly fishing superstar Conway Bowman for two very special and very limited Fish and Mission Fly Fishing Edition at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. This is your chance to get on the water instruction from Conway on a new Hobie Pro Angler 14, even if you have never touched a fly rod. This is a great opportunity to learn from one of the best. Two sessions, Saturday, November 21st and Saturday, December 12th, each limited to just 10 anglers. So call Fast Lane now to reserve your spot. 619-222-0766. When it comes to Hobie Kayaks, no one does it better than Fast Lane Kayaks at Dana Landing, across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastLaneSailing.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance. 619-640-3130 or check the number 5-THAVEINS.com.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Mike, and we're going to do just that, jumping right back into the phones. Why don't we talk to Dee? He's calling us from Laguna Beach. Dee, thanks for hanging in there with us this morning.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Mike, a couple of things. We were talking about exotics, but what about the white sea bass? Where might you be going when the season opens for white sea bass? The other question is, I think he mentioned something about the qualifier 105. Whatever happened to the qualifier 105, and whatever happened to Captain John Grabowski?
Rick might actually be able to ask the Grabowski side of that. As far I haven't seen him lately. I know he was doing some fishing down south, but the qualifier 105 is up in Alaska now. It was sold a few years ago, right when I was actually taken over my boat. They bought it as a research vessel. I actually have the bait tank for it sitting in a yard.
Wow.
It was supposed to go on last year, but with the way our fishing was, I wasn't able to do it. But I do have the bait tank for that thing sitting in a yard out in Rancho San Diego, and hopefully that goes on the boat here this year. As far as sea bass fishing goes, last year we didn't have a chance to do any of it. I really love sea bass fishing. I'm being from Ventura, it's something that's kind of in my blood. There has been some decent sea bass fishing locally. The year before last, down around the border, we had some pretty good sea bass fishing. And that's definitely a possibility for, like, May, maybe even early June. It really depends on how much squid's around. And if there's not a whole lot of activity offshore and there's squid around, by all means, we'd probably be doing some kind of overnight trip or Coronado Island trips. I don't think there's a whole lot of sea bass caught that I know of this year. I know the private guys did some, but a lot of that that coastal yellowtail mixes in with it, as well as some halibut. But the coastal yellowtail fishing this year, I know for a couple of the new Seaforth and the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing. I mean, they had some just killer coastal fishing this year. not something that we necessarily specialize in. Those guys do. And if it's around, it'll definitely be in our schedule. So that's something to look for, like, early spring.
All right. Thank you.
D, appreciate the phone call very much. Thank you for that. How about Doug in Montebello? You're up next on Let's Talk Cook Up. Doug, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Two things here. For that other caller about the Fred Hall show, it's for Long Beach from March 2nd to the 6th.
There you go.
Okay, next question here for Mike. On your radar, how far does your radar from boat to boat go, and how do you know which boat is where?
You know, we have a lot of money invested in binoculars, which is a really – as far as telling which boats, I have ran long-range boats that have AIS, and it'll as long as other boats have AIS, it'll show you on a screen. It'll give you the boat list, boat name. Our radars are usually good to – for the most part, about 12 miles, even up to 24 if it's a bigger structure. But in a lot of close fishing conditions, we have binoculars, whether it's Fraser. You can read a boat name, you know, several miles, if not 5 miles away.
And you guys were always so good. It always blew me away. I mean, obviously, you spent every day on the water, and those are your colleagues, and you see them every day. And it would always blow me away how far away a guy could see a boat. You know, Mike could see a boat that was a long ways away, be like, oh, that's the so-and-so, that's the so-and-so. Well, that's all changed with the having, you know, stabilized binoculars. Now you pick up a pair of Frasers, and if you can see a white dot on the horizon, you can pick them up and tell you exactly what the boat is. You know,
that's it.
You see them from so far away now that it's not even an option to pick out what boat it is. That answer your question for you, Doug?
Yeah.
Okay, man. Appreciate the phone call very much. Okay. Thanks for that. That does free up, for the first time all morning, a toll-free line open. If you want to get through, 877-792-1090. That's your chance to talk to Mike and also have an opportunity to win that awesome day-and-a-half trip going fishing aboard the Tribute. Let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Mongo calling us from Wisconsin this morning. That's a long ways from home.
Yeah, a long ways. I was listening to you guys yesterday. I can't get it on regular radio, so I listen on my tablet, and it was driving me nuts listening to you guys down there at my very favorite place of all to hang out at. And I was talking to Mike the other day about the Fred Hall show, and maybe the captain might want to talk about the joy of building your own rod. Go to the tackle shop and get your own blank and all your hardware for it. Tune it up to your specifications. And, you know, go fishing. And it was just great.
Oh, that's great, Mongo. Yeah, it's always nice to have a custom piece of gear that fits the angler and the way you fish, and certainly an inexpensive route sometimes you go to, like you mentioned, Fred Hall show. Sometimes you can find the killer deals. I know there's a lot of them at Tackle Days. Yesterday you find the killer deal of a, you know, $15 or $20 blank that might have been overstocked or something, and get a good deal on a set of guides and pay a buddy or a shop to wrap them up for you. And, you know, not only an inexpensive way, but a cool piece of gear to have. Well, appreciate the kind words, Mongo. Sounds like lots of fun there for sure. All right, Kenny, Hawaiian Gardens, you're up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Had a little question. Been out to the Cortez Banks a few times on some six-pack boats and things, and I believe one of the high spots is called Bishop Rock. Can you explain, like, how big is that bank and structure-wise and stuff like that?
Hopefully you didn't get too high up on Bishop Rock. it does kind of stand out there at low tide. You know, the bank itself, it's kind of set up into two different areas. There's a couple different high spots, whether you're around the 9 or, you know, that buoy is a standout also in trips in the past where you have a good chance of catching some yellowfin and yellowtail down there. And I know last year the east side of the bank, as you start getting up on it, on a lot of those trips in the morning, you start seeing fish anywhere from, you know, 80 fathoms of water all the way up. Some of the fishing out there can be just, I mean, ridiculous. You're fly lining a bait for bluefin and you're catching whitefish and sheephead on it, and then the other guy gets a bluefin. The jig fishing out there, very, very good as well, whether you're fishing like flat falls. I know, Captain Hensley, on some of the trips that he ran last year, he goes, you know what, all you have to do is bring a flatfall jig out, a 40-pound rod and a flatfall jig. He said there's guys, bluefin, yellowfin, yellowtail, halibut on the jig. I mean, There's sandy spots in between that. I've never seen good white sea bass fishing out there, but I know it has existed in the past. So great calico bass fishing as well. Just make sure you're really careful if you're kind of on the north or northwest side of that high spot. You see it in Surfer Magazine. It does break and it gets extremely large.
When you're doing that kind of fishing, for the most part, you know, whether it's the fishing we're doing right now or hopefully as that fish continues to build and we get into that kind of late fall and even wintertime fishing, is that mostly done on the anchor? Is it mostly done on the drift? How do you typically set the boat up, Mike?
It depends. A lot of times current conditions, too. You get out there, and if you have a little bit of breeze and the current's going out to the west, it can make it very, very difficult to fish on the anchor, especially with a group of anglers. I know Jake said that yesterday, and this doesn't happen very often, and it can work. They actually tied the anchor off to the midship cleat, so the boat was completely sideways. Having an 80-foot boat to spread your people out on can be very, very good.
Huh.
Just if you ever do that, make sure you tie it up right. Otherwise, it can be on a bigger boat, it could be really hard to get that line off the cleat later on.
That's so, man.
But if most of that fishing out there, a small boat, you can get out there and look around. And a lot of it's current pending. But get out there and start drifting the edges of that. If you don't have a fish finder or a sonar, get out there and just try drifting around 40 or 50 fathoms is a good starting point out there as far as fishing tuna.
What about gear size for a guy going right now? You know, I mean, obviously, good fishing. Fish is smaller, but good, fun, acceptable, nice grade of tuna. What kind of gear should a guy be bringing if he's going on one of the trips this week?
A lot of that's bait pending. I mean, if it's anchovy, like I said, I personally don't usually bring anything lighter than 20 pound. But if you're in your own boat and you have plenty of room for your gear, I'd hate anything as light as 12 pound. If you're fishing anchovies, a small like number four, number two hook, fluorocarbon. If you're fishing sardines, then you want to have your 25, 30-pound fluorocarbon setups. And if you're going to be fishing a jig, anywhere from 30 to 40-pound, just so you don't lose your jig. But a lot of that is depends on the bait you're getting. Sure. as you're leaving that morning or that night.
Last year, that crazy good fishing you guys had in the wintertime, that's one thing that I seem to remember a lot of it, is there was a lot of light line fishing.
There was, and it's something you want to have a small reel and regardless of the reel manufacturer now, there are so many just fantastic little reels out there. Some you can cast a small anchovy on, fish 12 or 15 pound. With fluorocarbon, whether it's Power Pro or, I'm sorry, a Spectra, having Spectra on there, something light to be able to get that anchovy out away from the boat and still have it able to swim around instead of dragging up, 100 yards of 25 pound mono. I mean, Spectra, fluorocarbon, small hooks, these neat little reels. I mean, a lot of that has changed the way we fish, and it's all for the better.
There you go. Kenny, does that answer your questions for you?
You got it.
Hey, man, appreciate the phone call very much. Bob and Santee, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Bob, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Bob.
Two questions for you. One, what's the size of the bluefin that they're getting right now out there, and also, do you foresee any possibility of albacore in the count anytime soon?
I think that the bluefin out there right now, it's still that school size fish, 12 to 20 pounds. There has been bigger fish around. There's been smaller fish around. We can't base this off anything that's happened in my known history, because we've never seen this kind of fishing. A good example, Ryan on the San Diego is saying that, as far as they know, the first wahoo was ever caught on that boat this year. And that's saying something for a boat that was built in the late 60s.
And has fished every single day darn near since
so
then.
So as far as trying to predict next year, usually post El Nino is where you see albacore fishing. I know that 97 deal, kind of a warm water year, mild El Nino, whatever you want to call it. And then we had fantastic albacore fishing for, 7 years after that. I would be just fine with that happening. That would be all right.
A lot of albacore have come over the rail of your rig, and it gets bit really good by them. I would love to see it happen again.
Yes, it does. But as far as trying to predict it, we've never seen this. I mean, we've never seen this amount of warm water, of wahoo, of blue marlin, black marlin, just the crazy setup. So I foresee another good year coming. A lot of this stuff, the fact that there's still wahoo around by Catalina Island, by the rock pile, the Coronados, in November, if the water doesn't really cool down, next year just might be a better version of this year. It's hard to say.
You ready for that, Bob?
I'm definitely ready. I'm going to try to get out here sometime in the first week of December.
We're throwing the book away. We're going to just rewrite it, and it's all going to be good fishing.
All right,
Bob. Thanks a lot for the phone call. How about next up we talk to Grant? Grant, I know we saw you yesterday having some fun at Friends of Rollo. Grant from San Carlos, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing? Hi, Mike.
We're doing good. Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to say a couple things, and I'll get your comments there. But, Mike, many thanks to keeping Bill Poole's legend alive in the naming of your boat and the acknowledgement of what he means to all of us. And many people now don't really even know who he is as the years roll by. And we all know that if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have what we have today. And that commitment to the naming of the boat and the acknowledgement of is greatly appreciated, Mike, and also your operation and what you've done to bring the long-range side of fishing to the short-range vessel. And, Rick, on a comment about your boat, I am so glad I got to see it all stripped down yesterday to start with, because I think it will evolve into something that we need to take a picture of.
It's going to be a lot of fun, Grant.
You know, Grant, there's a few people that were involved in kind of really, as far as keepsake, putting some pictures together. If you walk in the entrance now, we did have a really nice mahogany door built this year as far as on longer trips, keeping the air conditioning in the galley. But on the port side wall, I got together with Ingrid Poole, another man from San Carlos, Grant. Grant, thank you very much. You did play a big part of that. And then have Stein Poole install the pictures on the wall. There's kind of a sequence of the boat being built. Really just a little bit of history on Bill Poole on my boat, you know, starting as the Polaris 3, and then the Bill Poole procession of all. And it's funny because talking to Ingrid, it wasn't supposed to be set up. The day that we spread his ashes, if you look at the process of boats coming out of the harbor, he had built or been part of building almost every single one of those boats. And she goes, wow, I never even really thought about that. I said, I thought it was just invited for, you know, his boats. Aside from, I think, the Sea Hunter and then the Intrepids in the background, he had something to do, if not either his yard or he personally built or was a part of building every one of those boats. And his history and, I mean, what... I told Ingrid last year, I said, man, I wish Bill was around to see this fishing, to see this season. And she said, he is the reason this is happening. I said, I will completely go with that. I mean, what a great man. His history, his influence in the sport fishing industry. I personally ran the Excel for him, knew him for years. What a great man. We're going to do whatever we can to keep that memory alive. And a lot of it's with those pictures that we have on the boat now.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to comment. I was out on the day of that procession on the Searcher, and I was looking on the prowler at the prowler that I worked on, and then looking at that and standing next to my son who works at the tackle store. And it just overwhelmed me all these years and realizing that without him, what would we have? I mean, he's the pioneer. I mean, and thank God that you're keeping it alive. So many thanks to you guys, and keep up the good work.
No problem.
Well said, Grant.
Yeah, he still lives on, especially on our boat. And, you know, Franklin Presti's done a great job, and it's impossible to say where we would be without Bill.
That's for sure.
Roger that.
Grant.
All right, guys.
Great words. Appreciate the phone call very much. How about we next up talk to John? He's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show. Can you talk a little bit about the bunk situation? Like, are there one large bunk room, or are there small staterooms, or what's the options for that?
We actually have both. Our main bunk room, it's a very large bunk room. It's air-conditioned. It sleeps 36 individual bunks. You don't have to worry about sleeping next to somebody. Every bunk does have a curtain on it. Our outboard bunks are about 4 inches wider than our inboard bunks, all very long. One of my crew members that worked with us this summer, you get to a point where he was 6'5", and he goes, man, you know, these bunks are just, they're just right size. But, you know, when you get to a certain point, you're 6'5", 6'6", they still fit you. And we do have, guys that fish with us that are definitely on the taller side. We also do have two different staterooms, though, and they're very, very large bunks. They used to, our port stateroom used to be doubles. Now they're singles. We try to reserve the stateroom size of it for anybody with special needs, bad back, bad knees. They're deck-level staterooms. We've had a couple of gentlemen fish with us here in the last year that were handicapped, and being able to get a wheelchair up to the side and straight into a stateroom is, I mean, really high on my book. Everybody deserves to fish. I want to try to keep everybody comfortable. But that's our setup. We do sleep 42 if we want to. Most of our trips are limited to 32. As the trips get longer, you see lighter and lighter loads. 2.5 days, 28 people. The 5 day we were going to limit to 18, we ended up backing out of that trip just due to lack of interest. But we try to keep it to where there's open bunks. Whether you never know if you're going to be around somebody that snores really loud and you want to move a bunk, or you know, just to be able to put some bags on it, sure, and have other bunks. You know, we never sell all the bunks that we have, so there's always availability. There's always the chance of moving or just, you know, putting storage on one of them.
Yeah, that boat has a little soft spot in my heart. I very first boat I fished on was a Holiday back in the 60s. I was about 8 years old. So.
No, it does. You know, it's amazing that the boat was built to sleep 56. I don't ever want to see 56 people on that boat. Part of it now is our crew room and storage, but the fact that that boat used to go down and fish Guadalupe and stuff with 50-plus people on it just blows me away. And Bill made it work. You know,
that's right.
So did Giffen. They did a great job with it. But now we try to keep it limited. It's a big boat. You know, if we have 32 guys, which is what we consider our limited load trip, there's extra bunks and plenty of room.
Could you imagine? Thanks you very much for the phone call, John. Appreciate that. Could you imagine the fishing that's going on at Guadalupe right now, that crazy tuna fishing? Could you imagine rolling down there in the old days with 50 guys and having 50 of those 50 to 70 pounders that they're catching right now?
Fishing jig masters, 4.0s and 6.0s.
Right, yeah. I didn't even think about the gear part of it.
Well, if you look at it was down on the Royal Players, the Clipperton Odyssey, the first time they went down there, and the gear they were fishing. Same kind of thing at Guadalupe. There's some big, big fish there. I've seen some of the pictures of 160 pounders that have been caught lately. All the years that I ran the Excel, we were down there. Seeing a fish over 100 pounds is pretty neat, but
absolutely,
it looks like I hopefully we can get in a position where we can do a few trips a year down there. But doing that with 50 plus people, how about this? Taking showers by jumping over the side.
Yeah, right.
With the amount of sharks that are there now. Some of those old videos, it shows them bathing. You know they're out at down at Westies or something at the south end of the island, and they're jumping over the side and taking a shower. Nowadays that might be a bad move.
I think that's a good call. Yeah, I'm with you on that. Peter in Pacific Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Peter.
Hi, Mike. I was booked on your 5-day trip this week. Unfortunately, you weren't able to make it out. It was my 50th birthday trip, and I thought the name of the boat was very fitting for that. But, my first trip as well, offshore, and first albacore was on the Holiday, and I helped them out at Coronado Islands while an angler on the other side of the boat threw a sinker through their galley window, cutting the cook in the galley and another passenger. I took a deckhand onto my little skiff, and we chased them around the island and caught up with them. Light as one of my engines cut out, but we got their numbers, and we were able to, I guess at some point, they were able to press charge for them.
That sounds like an interesting
story.
Day.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Peter, appreciate the phone call very much. I hope your next trip goes a little smoother than that one. Let's jump back into the phones. Fred in Claremont, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Fred.
Hi, how are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, yeah, I really want to thank you for how well the Fisherman's Landing was yesterday.
No problem.
And I actually went on a couple of seminars, and I won a Seeker rod, so
nice.
You know, the raffle prize. So that was really good.
Good day.
And Mike, I went on the Tuna Wars with you guys. I was able, you know, actually I won the Fringerallo prize, and I went out on for the Tuna Wars, and it was just a great, great trip. Really liked the boat, you know, and I'm actually really planning on going out again.
Oh, thank you very much. Now we'll be running trips throughout the year, so. We'd love to have you back. And, yeah, like we were talking about earlier, it's for a great cause, so we're going to keep doing it.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you know, I spent $40 on raffle prizes. I come in number 8, so, you know, it was a great, great, great
trip, and, you know, just I really appreciated it.
Fred, that's awesome. Well, glad you had such a great time, and I'm glad you're planning on going back. Like you say, the money's going to the best cause around, and if you get to have a fun time while you're at it, then it's a win for everybody.
Exactly.
All right, Fred, well, we appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky winners going fishing on the Tribute. We're giving away a trip. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet, or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're at the big winner going fishing on a trip aboard the Tribute is going to John in San Diego. John, congratulations. You heard from all the callers. I completely agree. You are going to love fishing on the Tribute. There's a reason so many people have so many great things to say about your boat, Mike.
No, thank you very much. It's it'll continue to get nicer, and hopefully we can kind of keep this pace of fishing going on here, especially throughout the winter.
You got it, man. Well, if somebody wants to join you on things coming up before, I know you got your big new engines going in. We're excited about that. If somebody wants to get in on this fishing while it's still going on and hope that keeps rolling right through the winter, what's the best way to get a hold of you and go fishing on the Tribute?
Seaforthlanding.com is a good way to book. You can book right online there. Seaforth Sport Fishing, 619-224-3383. You can also go on TributeSportFishing.com. There's a link there. And always take a look at our Facebook page. It's Tribute Sport Fishing.
You guys do a great job on keeping the Facebook page up to date. It's always fun seeing the photos. Well, hey, appreciate it very much, Mike. I know it's not easy to take the time. You came in straight in from Mammoth, but we really appreciate it and had a lot of fun getting to BS on some fishing with you.
Nah, it was awesome. a start to a great winter, and I think this is all it coming up here.
Couldn't agree more. We'll appreciate that, and we appreciate you listening this morning. Had a great time. Another couple of great shows coming for you next week. Next Saturday, Greg Stotesbury from AFCO and Michael Maloney. Going to be a very, very fun show there, talking all kinds of really good fishing there. And then next Sunday, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. Going to be a couple of great shows. We're looking forward to seeing you then next week with Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.